This is Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. 2020 changed restaurants. The coronavirus pandemic and safer-at-home orders forced restaurants to pivot operations, which cost revenue in a business that doesn't have big profit margins to begin with. More than 30 Milwaukee-area restaurants have permanently closed during this time. Others have shifted to outdoor dining or reopened with reduced capacity. Lazy Susan in Milwaukee's Bayview neighborhood has chosen to do carryout service only. We last spoke with chef and owner A.J. Dixon last July after she announced that decision. Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski checked back in with Dixon to see how her new model of operations has been working out.
First off, Happy New Year. How you doing?
We're doing okay. Better than I anticipated, which is good. It's still not great, but we are making ends meet for the most part. Yeah.
Good. And when we last spoke, it was July of 2020, and we talked about your decision to remain a carryout-only restaurant with service Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, pre-order only, one menu item a night. Have you kept the same model, or have you...
We have. We have kept the same model because it works, and it works well for us. I'm only ordering what I need. We're only prepping what we need. We're only spending, you know, exactly what we need money-wise for product to come in, so that way there's not a lot of waste. Trying to stock a whole menu and hoping that people pick and choose and order, you know, enough things. So it's been a lot of strategic planning in terms of, like, you know, cost and workload and things like that. But it's actually been working really well.
Good. So have you felt like you can better plan menus and quantities of food based on the new version of, you know, quote, regular diners or carryouts? Has that model changed? You mentioned a lot of strategic planning. Have you felt like you've been able to do it a little better?
Yeah, it definitely is better. Some days are better than others. Like, some days what we think we're not going to sell a ton of, we end up selling. I could have sold more than what I anticipated, which is kind of a bummer, but it happens. I mean, there is no magic formula to do this. And some days are just, you know, slower than what we anticipated too. So it kind of, you know, goes back and forth. So if we have extra food, a lot of times I'll put a free meal Friday and I'll just give it out to the neighborhood if I've got extra stuff laying around, because we're going to be closed until Tuesday, Wednesday. So then that way we're not sitting on product. My staff takes it home. I feed them, you know, things that we can freeze or do whatever with. So it's.
And I know, especially with winter, the option of having meals outside or, you know, getting people motivated to even just go out and do more things, right? Has the feedback from the community remained supportive, or has it grown more challenging to keep customers coming back or attract new ones as this is our new normal for, you know, a good foreseeable future?
I honestly think we've gained a lot of new customers, which keeps me really hopeful for when I am able to open the doors again. The amount of support that we've had from the community and even outside the direct community, just like as a county, you know, alone has been great. I have customers that drive from Grafton on a weekly basis to pick up food, which I didn't anticipate happening, and some from Menominee Falls. And it's been really nice. I think that, you know, with winter being here, we did close the actual window, so you don't walk up to a window anymore. We do let people come inside, but we limit it to 4 people at a time. And we stagger it so that there's not, you know, a lot of people picking up at the same time. And that seems to be working really well. We also offer curbside now, which you can prepay and call, and then we'll just run it out to your car. So, and that, those are all things that, you know, changing to the weather that have helped and made us continue to be as successful as we can be in a pandemic.
At the beginning of this, you mentioned how you have to pick and choose the abundance of safety guidelines out there. So has anything changed for you over time, or have you found something that works a little more efficiently or just best for your establishment?
I don't think we've had to change a whole lot. I mean, obviously, you know, the norm is, you know, we wear masks at work, you know, at all times. We take our temps when we come in. We have a temperature log. If any of my staff is sick in any way, they're not allowed to come to work, and I do pay sick time. That is something that I do now do, because I know right now it's a matter of when you're only working X amount of days a week, the thought of, like, missing a day because you're not feeling well, you know, is hard, because it's like, how do you choose between money and, you know, your health? And I don't want that to be a choice for my staff. I want them to know that if they aren't feeling well and if they are ill, they can stay home and they will be paid for it. There has been some through like the Families First Coronavirus Relief Act, you are able to, if you pay sick pay, potentially get a little bit of that reimbursed. So we did take advantage of that, which has been helpful. But then I made a decision come the first of the year this year that I am just flat out offering sick pay to all my staff.
When we last spoke in July, a few things you said, you know, we need to do this to survive, you know, talking about carry out only, and that you were, quote, riding the wave, you know, doing it to see how long you can physically do this model until you're forced to physically open again. So do you remain committed to this?
Yeah, I'm not feeling forced to have to open my doors, which is nice. I'll keep going for as long as I have to. Like, optimistically, we were looking at, you know, we just had the discussion the other day that by June, I would say, we potentially would be opening our doors to dine-in again. But there's a lot of variables that come into that. That's, you know, being vaccinated, the mass public being vaccinated, because I do think that even if we were to open our doors right now, since the majority of the public doesn't feel confident in coming out, it's not going to do us any good right now. I think that once the vaccine becomes more widely available to people and the more people that are vaccinated, I do think the public would feel more comfortable coming out again. And then I do think then we would probably see a little bit better opportunity in terms of having indoor dining.
So 2020, out of the many things that happened, it was certainly a year that changed restaurants forever. You know, how has your personal perspective of being a chef and a restaurant owner changed through this challenge?
I honestly think this has made me a better chef, believe it or not. There's so many things that I've learned. And even just from being able to just cook one menu a night, your focus level tends to change. And it's not that I never put a lot of effort into everything that I do, but when you just have to make one menu a night, it's just, there's things that you look at and do and techniques that you can sit there and hone in on and skills that you can, you know, work on and make yourself better. And I think that has helped. I feel that I've become a better employer for my staff. Not that I was a bad one, but I just feel that I've grown in terms of like strength, in terms of like an employer and employee values and things like that.
So you mentioned you remain committed. Is that the plan so far? Are there any, you know, what happens next kind of thing for you?
No, we're just going to take it day by day. Right now, we are still just going to do takeout only. There is no plan in the near immediate future to open the doors. We talked about it at work and said that even if all of us were vaccinated, say by March, we probably still wouldn't open up because just because we're vaccinated doesn't mean that the public feels comfortable, you know, going out to eat and dine and things like that. And there still is a huge decline in indoor dining right now in the city. There are some places that are doing fairly well with it, and I'm happy for them, and I wish them all the success. And then there's some places that struggle with it. And I just think that, you know, whatever your choice is, you know, this happens to be mine, that I just think that the general perception right now is people need to be comfortable in order, you know, for things to go back to normal.
Well, congratulations on keeping steady during this hard time, and thank you for telling us a little bit about your work, and continued luck and success for you.
Thank you so much.
AJ Dixon is the chef and owner of Lazy Susan in Milwaukee's Bayview neighborhood. She spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski.